hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast, which are listed on our website, which is getting worked on. We're going to be updating the website very soon. Your Defending Fathers is plural.com. Click on podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. Every half hour of the show is safely secured there now. You can just go there and click on a half hour and listen to it. Do not listen to it at night if you're wanting to go to bed. Do not listen to this show to calm you down, to relax you. That is not my intent. That is not my mission. My mission is to educate, inform, engage you, get you thinking, and get you fired up. You do not want to listen to this show after probably 11 o'clock at night. I do not want to be responsible for keeping you up until 3, 4 o'clock, so don't do it. Yesterday, Toria's birthday, February 19, 2024, right before we went off the air, did not see this because I didn't check my email for the radio station until after I got off the air, 11:24 a.m., communication from the MIGOP.org, no dash, no hyphen, MIGOP.org, the real one, came to the radio station. It has the MIGOP, the state of Michigan is the eye, the elephant raising his head back with his trunk curled is part of the O, MIGOP, Michigan Republican Party logo, which, by the way, is trademarked, copyrighted, protected for that organization only to be able to use it. Good morning, fellow Republicans. Last week was pivotal because a lot of information came to light that will impact the future of Michigan Republican Party. I encourage each of you to consider the following. Bullet point number one. And this is coming from Christina Caramo. My administration has obtained more concrete evidence of the RNC's leadership colluding with the political lynch mob, quote, end quote, to try to eliminate me as your chairwoman. Pete Hoekstra and his Hoekstra, H-O-A-X-S-T-E-R, quote-unquote, organization, are fraudulently soliciting funds while impersonating the MIGOP. According to their bogus website, MichiganRepublicanParty.com, all funds they receive are being deposited into a Michigan GOP Red PAC account, not being deposited into the Michigan Republican Party's account. Folks, that is uttering and publishing. That is taking funds under false pretenses. It's a felony. This is what Pete Hoekstra and his people are doing via that website and using the Michigan Republican Party's building located at 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing, Michigan. It's on his card that he mailed to me that I have here at the studio. He has violated election law, campaign finance, and many others. MichiganRepublicanParty.com is the website located at 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing, and they're taking donations, but it's not going into the Michigan Republican Party's bank account. Bullet point number three, the majority of the Michigan Republican Party state committee members and precinct delegates have made it clear that they support me as chairwoman. And they will not be deterred by the sinister schemes of Pete Hoekstra and his fella Hoekstras. The Michigan Republican Party is a legal entity. prominent individuals and organizations other than the Michigan Republican Party State Central Committee proclaiming Pete as the chair have no legal standing. Period. He cannot legally conduct business, which includes a convention on behalf of the Michigan Republican Party. As the legal Michigan Republican Party chairperson, only I can do that. Fifth bullet point. Pete Hoekstra is claiming that he is going to hold a separate convention. The fact is, he is wrong. His claim that he has the legal authority to do so is not only unethical, but it also creates mass confusion amongst the Michigan Republican Party county chairs and precinct delegates. His audacity shows a complete lack of respect for the dedicated Republicans who worked hard to plan and organize this March 2nd Michigan Republican Party District Convention at Huntington Place in Detroit at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 2nd. The calls to convention have gone out, stating it would be held in Detroit, and the convention venue has already been paid for. As the duly elected and twice reaffirmed chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party, I urge Pete Hoekstra to join me at the 2024 Michigan Republican Party District Convention in Detroit on March 2nd. This will be an excellent opportunity for us to convene in the same room, to stand in front of approximately 2,000 delegates and end this divide with a vote. And that right there, folks, in this email from Christina Caramo is bold, underlined, and a larger font. End this divide with a vote explanation point. From that point, we should begin to agree to respect the results of that vote and put an end to this manufactured quote-unquote dispute once and for all. By uniting the party via the outcome of this legitimate vote, again, by the precinct delegates, we can do the following. First bullet point, be victorious in 2024. Strengthen our ability to better serve we the people. And bullet point number three, protect Michiganders from the agenda of the Democrats. If we consider the alternative, no one who emerges from two conventions will enjoy even a veneer of unity, and the Michigan Republicans will know that there is still a huge divide within the party. This is important because our state will play a critical role in deciding who will win the 2024 presidential election. The bottom line is, let the delegates decide. This is the only possible way to move forward at this point. Yours in Liberty, signed, Christina Caramo, chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. What do you think? Pretty bold move on her part. When the president of the United States nominee this year, Donald Trump, says in your home state in Oakland County, Waterford Township, Saturday night, giving a shout out to Pete Hoekstra, thanking him for being willing to take over to be the new chair, because Pete will do a great job. He's unbelievable. Yeah, he's unbelievable. I didn't think he'd do it, but he did it. He stepped up because he's willing to do it to make us victorious this year. Donald Trump was playing Hoekstra. He was playing Matt Hall. He was playing the donor class. He was playing the state reps because he did a shout-out right after Hoekstra to Matt Hall, the scumbag minority leader in the House that's going to lose to Rich Cutshaw in the primary on August 6th. Donald Trump was placating them. He was playing them like a chess master that he is. He was doing it so that Betsy DeVos and the donor class could hear the shout out to Pete Hoekstra, their puppet that they want running the party, not Christina. They want and they all need Pete Hoekstra to be the chair. Why? Because of the lawsuit that very well may be ruled on this week regarding that building, $900,000, $1 million building down there in Seymour Avenue in Lansing, Michigan. When it's determined that the party owns it and not this stupid fake trust that Bobby Shostak put together, that trust doesn't own it. The Michigan Republican Party owns it. And if they own it, the chair can sell it to pay off debt that Ron Weiser stuck Christina Cramo with. Is there a war going on? You bet there is. Welcome to politics, folks. This has been the most divisive, absolutely internal civil war I have ever seen in Michigan since I got involved in late 2009, early 2010. In 14 years of doing this, running for the state senate that year when I didn't even know what the heck a precinct delegate was. I didn't even know there was county parties. I didn't know anything when I paid the $100 and filed to be a state senate candidate against Howard Walker. Oh, I have learned so much since then. I've invested the time, money, and effort, the gas to go to state conventions. We helped Dave Ajima kick Saul Anousis's butt for RNC National Committee Man in 2012. We passed right to work. I met great patriots like Norm Hughes and Patrick Kolbeck and Gary Glenn, Paul Kersey from the Mackinac Center. I have met a ton of people. Jack Hogendyke, Fulton Sheen. I'm so mad right now I can't hardly talk. Man, Randy, I don't know if I can handle all this pressure. I don't know if I can run for county commissioner. I don't know if I can run for school board. Oh, I'm so scared I might lose. Suck it up, but we. I can do it. You can do it. We can do it. Falling back and chickening out is not an option. Pick up your musket. Let's go. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the eatables for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today about this civil war going on within the Republican Party. Sherry LaFave in Onaway School District says Trump is not perfect and he simply got it wrong on Hoekstra. Sherry, he has gotten it wrong on so many appointments and endorsements. It's ridiculous. Again, I go back to Ronald Romney and Ted Nugent courting Donald Trump to endorse Bill Shoot, S-H-O-O-T. Bill Shoot will make a great governor for the state of Michigan. I have a screenshot of the tweet. They deleted it like 30 minutes later. Yeah, Bill Shooty, you mean? He didn't even know who the heck he was, and he endorsed him because Ronald Romney and Ted Nugent asked him to do so. How did he do against Gretchen Whitmer in 2018? Oh, that's right. He got his butt kicked. Bill Schuette was the worst governor candidate we've ever had on the Republican side, period. He was worse than Tudor Dixon. She even got her butt kicked even more. Sherry continues, irrespective of anything Trump says or anything else, in capital letters, we the precinct delegates reject Sneaky Pete Hoekstra, Hoekstra, H-O-A-X, period. I support Christina until further notice. And oh, by the way, I'd rather lose at doing something than lose by not doing anything, not doing nothing. Mike says, and this is dead on from St. Ignace area, Randy, are you kidding me? Don't forget all the money the delegates have already spent on hotel room reservations in Detroit. I've already spent $358 for two nights. I got to stay down there Friday and Saturday because Vicky's going to be scrapbooking in Saginaw with our daughter Tina coming home to Royal Oak on Sunday. I'm going to go see the new great grandbaby. I'm going to kiss little Miss Emmy for the first time. Haven't seen her since she's been born. We've been FaceTiming. God, is she cute? I cannot wait to kiss that little baby girl. She is so cute. Great grandbaby number 6. Yep, I'll be there on Sunday doing church. And then Miss Vicky comes and kisses the baby, and then we're heading back home. So I'm down there for two nights, $358 in Troy. I'm not staying in Detroit. It's too dang expensive. I'm staying in Troy right near I-75. I can zip down I-75 to Cobo Hall, no problem. I'm never going to call it Huntington Place or TCF Center or anything. It's Cobo Hall. Others, downstate Kim. You know what the big tell for me was on Saturday in Waterford? Hoekstra, and she spelled it H-O-A-X-tra, was not invited up on stage. Yes. Wasn't that interesting? He called Brian Panabaker, who's a Patriot brother who's been on the show many times. Brian is the creator, organizer of UAW Workers for Trump. Trump calls him up on stage, but he doesn't call his endorsed, supported chair for the Michigan Republican Party, who's sitting right there. He's talking to him like five, six times. He referenced them. You're not going to call PD up on the stage, Mr. Trump? God, who does he listen to? Well, again, he's playing chess on four boards. The bottom board, he's got us, the people. He's got Brian Panabaker, the UAW workers in Michigan. Next level up, yep, he's got the state senators and the state reps. Matt Hall was there. Are you kidding me? What a puke. Even got called out, a shout out after Hoekstra. Then, by doing that, he can prove to the Betsy DeVos, the donor class who are on the third board, to support him sitting up on top as the king. Donald Trump is the king on the fourth top tier board of chess that's going on in this state. It's that simple. He's the king. He's up on top. He is the puppet master pulling the strings for all of this. He's got us, grassroots. He's got us. We are voting for Trump en masse this year. Like you would not believe, everybody's going to get out and vote for him, the grassroots. You betcha. We're putting up the signs. We are absolutely going to make the calls. We are going to get out the vote. And by the way, we're going to get it out early. Contrary to this 9 days of early voting, stupid, complete waste of money, time, and resources on this stupid presidential primary in February 27 that the Democrats have given us. Biden is going to win with less votes than what Donald Trump gets. Donald Trump is going to get overwhelmingly huge numbers when it's announced after February 27th. It's going to be a landslide, crushing defeat for Biden in the state of Michigan. Because so many of the Democrats are not even bothering to vote, or they're voting uncommitted because of Rashida Tlaib. And Gretchen Whitmer is panicking because she doesn't know what to do. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. My Joey's going to get his butt kicked on February 27th. You bet he is. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this.